Republicans rally around common principles. Britain's Queen Elizabeth is encouraging people to be vaccinated for COVID-19, saying that the shot she took was quick and harmless, and doing so, she says, will help to protect others from getting that disease. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden does not view the Texas storm crisis as a partisan issue. As he travels to the Lone Star State, he'll be focusing on providing storm relief, not addressing any policy issues which may have led to some of the state's power outages. This is SRN News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
My husband and I started a business together, and I had no idea where to start when it came to payroll. And a friend of mine recommended Patriot, and I have not looked back since. It was extremely user-friendly. I was actually able to understand it and run everything extremely well. And anytime I've had a question, they have been so quick to answer and help me. I definitely recommend it to anyone who is looking for a payroll software that is easy to use, user-friendly, and really offers everything that you need when it comes to something that's beneficial for your business.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still February and still winter, but it's feeling very spring-like. Today, still mild, high temperature in the lower 70s. Some spotty showers are possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow and Sunday, amazingly warm for the last 2 days of February. High temperature in the lower 80s both days, approaching record territory. For instance, the record on Sunday, 83, is in jeopardy. Lows at night in the low 60s. Then for Sunday night and Monday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have charged a second suspect in connection to a murder on Highland Avenue last Friday. Authorities say 37-year-old Samantha Lopez was arrested and charged with murder for the death of Terry DeGruz. Police have also charged 46-year-old David Raven in the case. The Alabama Department of Public Health wants to hear directly from people who have had COVID-19. ADPH is conducting an online survey designed to learn more about the spread of COVID-19 and to supplement ADPH investigation and contact tracing efforts. And the severe weather preparedness sales tax holiday is this weekend in Alabama. You won't have to pay state sales tax on eligible items this weekend. Some of the items include things like batteries, flashlights, tarps, and generators. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country. And we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. And we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
One of my absolute favorite hours of the week is Friday. It's Legislative Roundtable, and I will be out of here in 1 hour. But before we show Legislative Roundtable, let me bring in Reed Ingram first, because Reed brought in a guest into the studio. Reed, who do you have with you?
I got John Skipper from Mobile. He's a really good guy, and he's running for vice chair of the state committee, and I'm endorsing him, doing whatever I can do to get him elected. He's the only one out there that asked me for his support, and I really like what he stands for. Really good guy. So I asked him if he could come up and say a few words today.
Absolutely. John, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you, Dan. I was born and raised in the great state of Alabama, graduated from Troy University in 1974, and love Troy, and my wife of 47 years is also a native Alabamian, and we're proud parents of 2 children, 1 boy and 1 girl. Our son lives in Auburn. Our daughter lives in Mobile, and we both learned some real significant Christian values from our parents and our upbringing down in South Alabama, and we've tried to transfer those values on to our children and now to our 6 granddaughters.
I wish I had grandchildren.
6 granddaughters. We can't spell B-O-Y in our family. We're set up for granddaughters and get to look forward to all those son-in-laws maybe. But some of those things are basic conservative Republican values, like the sanctity of all human life. We believe that, really do. We believe in the Second Amendment.
Amen.
We believe in supporting the Second Amendment, and we're going to continue to do that. Maybe I shouldn't say it, but I'm a gun owner, and I like guns, and I don't mind.
Why would you be ashamed to say you're a gun owner?
I don't mind it saying it at all, but I like them, and
it's a question of how many.
Yeah, and we believe in defending the Constitution and the rule of law. We sure do, Dan.
What's the biggest problem you see with the Republican Party right now?
Well, it probably, if I had to put my finger on one item, it would probably be unity and agreement on what the best route forward is.
Is there a chasm within the Republican Party in Alabama?
Sure.
Is there a chasm between the Republican Party with Trump and others?
Well, I don't know that there's a chasm, but there was such a strong support for President Trump. And he was such a charismatic figure and generated such support throughout the state that it's going to be hard to bridge that gap. But I think if we have the right leadership with our ALGOP coming up after tomorrow's election, that we can do that. Trump is one of those people that is going to be significantly hard to replace, and we certainly don't have him replaced right now, that's for sure.
Well, if you've not been to one of these conventions, as a spectator you can go. You can't vote, but as a spectator you can go, and they're very interesting to watch. I've done several of them during my tenure.
They are interesting, Dan, and there is plenty of room. I believe there'll be plenty of room tomorrow for guests and for visitors, and sometimes it gets really interesting. There's several resolutions that are on the table tomorrow to be voted on. Some of them, all of them, should be very, very popular in the state of Alabama, particularly the one that is the Keep 9 Amendment resolution, which says that we heartily endorse the size of the Supreme Court as it's written right now with 9 members, and we don't want any more additional people put on there.
Amen. I like that at all. I like that completely. John, thank you for dropping in. Good luck tomorrow. So Reed has got your endorsement?
He's got my endorsement and my full support. I've been making calls for him all day. I tell you, he's a good guy, and he's the best choice out there that we've got to make.
So how'd you find him?
I tell you, we
was
were
he kind of hanging around Sweet Creek?
We were no, not yet. But we were introduced by a mutual friend and came highly recommended.
Has he tried your Cuban sandwich yet?
I hadn't. You need to come out and get a Cuban.
You need to get a Cuban sandwich, John. That is my favorite, along with the pecan pie.
You know where our place is, Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think I'll need to make an appointment to get there. Yeah.
John, thanks for dropping in. Appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow. Appreciate
Thank you, sir. Pleasure to be here.
Y'all swap out with Will Barfoot, the great Will Barfoot. Reed, hold on. We're not in a break yet. You can go.
Okay, I won't go.
You can
I'll
go.
Hang around there.
So how in the heck are you doing, Reed?
I'm doing good. I tell you, it's been a long week. I had a lot of bills in committee, and I had a lot of bills in my committee, and we've got the PJ bill came up, and we've been working on it. I've sent it to a subcommittee. I subbed that.
PJ being police jurisdiction.
Yeah, Elliot had a bill last year, a year before as well, that took the PJ away, and now he's brought one to where it just freezes the PJ. And I think it's a good bill. I think it takes, I think we're going to have to do a few amendments on it. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there just grabbing, a lot of municipalities that are just grabbing
land, grabbing it.
Yeah.
Tax dollars.
So if one person annexes into the city, and then so it affects the people all the way down 3 miles down the line, you know, and now you have to come in and you're going to be monitored by us and governed by us. But you don't get to vote, but you get to pay our taxes.
231.
Yes, sir. That's right over the bridge.
I mean, that is.
It burns me up.
It really does. When you look at and it kind of stopped development there for a while because. They don't want to build anything because of the taxes.
That's right.
Let me bring in.
Even in Elmore County, you know, they're charging in Elmore County now on those gas stations across the River Bridge into Elmore County. Montgomery's now charging the sales tax over there.
You're kidding me.
No, sir. No, sir. Elmore County the commission is livid about it.
Let's bring in Senator Will Barfoot. Will, welcome to the Danmore Show, Legislative Roundtable. Love having you here, by the way.
Always, always good to see you, Dan.
So tell me what's going on your side of the house.
Well, we've got some pretty big issues, gambling being
one. No, gambling's up?
Yeah, we've got that still. It's taken, I guess, about a 2-week hiatus now.
Well, let's talk about the hiatus part of this.
Sure.
To me, hiatus means we don't have enough votes. Now, Del Mar says we do have enough votes. I don't think you have enough votes. How say you, my friend?
Well, let me say this. I haven't counted votes. That's not my responsibility. And sometimes when you ask a question of people that are in a position to vote, that there's lots of qualifiers to them depending on what the legislation looks like. And that's a legitimate answer, right? So I would just say that, you know, Senator Marsh said he had the votes. Others, you know, may not believe that he did. So, but there's also a real legitimate reason to pause. A couple of them. First of all, is because any legislation that is going to affect every resident of this state for generations to come, we should take time and look at it. Number one. Number two, I think what you'll see in 2 weeks is that you will see not only a constitutional amendment, but you will see the enabling legislation, which has the finer details. And we should, in my opinion, if we're going to debate and discuss a bill of this magnitude, it's a constitutional amendment to allow the public to know what they would be voting on, right?
Yep.
I think some people would see a 2-week delay as an effort to garner more votes. Maybe that's true, but there's also...
Or clean it up.
And that is the other
Which
side.
Which I think is the problem.
100%. I think that hopefully what you'll see in 2 weeks, whether you like what's in there or not, is that you'll see some definitiveness to it and exact language, which can be debated, changed, moved, and so that the public, should it come to a public vote, will know exactly what they're voting on.
For both of you, are you okay with the fact that you're specifying certain people that can gamble, certain companies that can have gambling places, and some that cannot?
Well, go ahead, Rick.
You know, I don't like the bill at all, to answer your question.
Zero.
I don't like it at all, period. Zero. You know, I think it would be probably okay to send it to a CA and I don't mean to get off your question, I'll come back and answer that, but, you know, to combine both bills, a gambling bill and the lottery bill, like I said 2 weeks ago when I was here, we're going to go to one of the most Bible Belt states to, I mean, from one of the Bible Belt states to the most aggressive state of gambling in the union, you know, and it's just, it shouldn't all be on one CA. Put the lottery on one, put the gambling on one. You know, it's just, that's wrong to combine them. I mean, I can understand why they're doing it to get it passed. But I don't think that they ought to be, getting back to your question, I don't think we ought to be picking winners and losers on this.
Amen to that. Will, do you think they'll split the bill?
I don't have a pulse on what will happen in the House, obviously.
But the Senate.
In the Senate, no. There may be an amendment or a substitute offered that would just be for the lottery. I don't know. You know, I haven't talked to anybody that's specifically going to do that, but that wouldn't surprise me. But when it gets down to the House, there have been some discussions that if something gets down to the House, a comprehensive lottery and gaming type bill, that the House may have an appetite to say, thank you for your hard work. We're going to strike page 7 out of 35, and we're going to send you back an education lottery. You know, who knows? There are so many moving parts to this, and who knows what we'll get or if we'll get anything for the people to vote on.
So. Wade, do you think it will go down that way?
Well, I can tell you, I don't know that it'll ever make it to the House floor this year. I think we're...
Really?
I really don't.
Well, so that means it won't come out of committee?
I don't think it'll come out of committee. If it does come out of committee...
Rules, who's in charge of committee?
You know... that would be going to
Came out of our tourism Senate. Right, I don't know right.
So I think if it does come down, we don't know where it's going to. It hadn't come down yet, so we don't know where they're going to assign it. They could assign it anywhere. You know, it could be mostly tourism, I would think. But that didn't mean it has to be. But
that's true. It could be judicial.
They'll pick it. The speaker will pick what committee it goes to. But I don't know that it'll get passed. You know, may not get passed rules. You know, may not get picked out of rules.
Well, I've seen they're doing ads. And I'm seeing some polling, and I think Will's probably seen some similar stuff. Yeah. So this is starting to slack off. I mean, people are kind of going, wait a minute, you're giving too much to too few.
Right. So I think that we'll get our budgets loaded up in a few weeks, and we get it done, and then heat gets up a little
bit. Both? Yes, education
sir.
And
yes,
grant.
Sir. And then we may, you know, sodi die if we have to, you know.
Ooh. I don't think it's wait. We've got so many other bills to talk about.
No, I'm not saying, I'm not talking about right away. I'm talking about in a few weeks, 3, 4, 5 weeks. You know, we may be in a position to where we're done with the most important things and the other things that we don't
want. Budgets being number one.
That's right.
Table the gambling. But then you have the marijuana.
I'm a hard no on the marijuana.
Let's do that. Before we get into that, let me go to a break, get back with both of you on the medical marijuana bill coming up. We'll be right back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their 3 facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct 2 more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
When you see a yellow spot inside your house on the roof, you have big problems, folks. Right now, C&G Roofing is offering something special for the month of February only. $250 off credit. That's right. You can credit it to your deductible, or you can upscale your shingles if you'd like. C&G Roofing. Listen, things get slow during February. They're wanting to say thank you for the many, many years you've used them. Call them today. C&G Roofing, 313-3958.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Oh, well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
Oh, that's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances. You know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This little roundtable on a Friday, Dan Morris Show. Will Barfoot, Reed Ingram, lively conversation happening off microphone. Let's go to on microphone. Before I do that, remember, interest rates are going up. Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000. Give John Williams and the crew in Wetumpka a call. They're going to be able to help you out. They will take care of you. Conventional, FHA, VA, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Okay, let's go back to gaming. So, Reed, you think that this may kind of die a natural death in the House?
I'd be surprised if it ever makes it to the floor. It may make it to committee, but I don't know if it'll ever make it to the floor of the House.
And, Will, you think that because of a loss of four, let's use the number four senators, that they may not have, that takes you down to 31, they may not have the 22 it takes.
Well, it would take 21 to pass a CA, you know, and again, I haven't gone around and counted votes, and not my role to do so. There is a vote counter on every topic that comes up that's, you know, seems like it's open for debate, But I would just say that there are lots of members who have concerns, and we'll see what the enabling legislation does and how specific that enabling legislation, what it looks like.
So, Dan, let me say this.
Please.
You know, I don't know that it's not time for a lottery. I've never voted for a lottery, but I think that the population, I think the are ready to vote on a lottery. But not to vote on both of them combined, you know, as far as...
So if they split it, you'd be okay with that?
I'd be okay. I don't know that I would ever vote for it, but I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to fight like hell not to get this bill, let this bill, I'm not going to let it get out of the House.
Are you concerned if you do a lottery, then the Porch Creek will be able to do full Class C gaming?
You know, I'm concerned about that, and that's the main reason I hadn't voted for it in the past. But I sure don't want to go for mainstream and lottery and pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, I had the former Secretary of Interior, Donald Odell, tell me that's what the deal was.
Well, yeah, I don't doubt it at all.
So that's an interesting question, Dan, and you know, and I've heard differing opinions on that, right? And so being a lawyer, you know, I used to think that lawyers knew everything about everything, but
they know almost everything. Almost.
Well, so there are certain areas of practice that, you know, being automobile crashes. I tell people, if you get hurt, killed, or locked up, I could probably help you, right? So it's not my area of expertise, but, you know, I've had heard a differing opinion that, you know, even if a class has a type 3 gaming, class 3 gaming, that there would have to be a compact that's still entered with the whatever tribe it may be in that state.
Well, let me, real quick, I don't want to use up our time, but Florida is the model for that. What happened is Florida did the lottery, and then, lo and behold, the Indians down in South Florida said, okay, well, we're doing class 3 gaming. The governor said, oh, wait. So he did a compact with them and gave them exclusive rights, so they didn't have Seminole Indian gaming facilities all over. They just have the Hard Rock, and that's it. And that was, Hodel cited that case to me.
Yeah.
And so once you let it open, it's open.
Yeah, and as I understand it, there's two ways that that can happen. It is maybe three until somebody stops it. But the main two reasons are either through a compact or a petition by whatever tribe to the Department of the Interior under the IGRA regulations and says,
We want to do it,
and they're not negotiating with us. They're not in good faith trying to deal with us, and the Department of the Interior can force that upon it.
Yeah, Indian Bureau of Affairs can make the decision on a unilateral basis. Yeah,
it's my understanding that that's been done once, though. Once. I don't know where that's at, but then that may be wrong, but that's been done once.
And they can also put more locations. If we approve a certain amount, two or three more locations throughout the state, then they could also go and say, hey, there's sovereign land here that we can put another location in. Right. You know, the need may not be there now, but, you know, we've got the interstates that are running through this state, and they can bring as many people into this state and bring prostitution and drugs and everything else in along with it. We may end up, you know, in 15 years, have 20 or 30. We may be like Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Bite your tongue.
Know. I'm telling you, it's a bad bill. It's really a bad bill.
Let's go to medical marijuana. Where are both of you on this?
Well, you know, it came out of the Senate. I voted yes on it this year. I voted yes on it last year.
That was a big vote in the Senate.
It
I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, and let me tell you my position on it. So, marijuana is, in my opinion, there are ill effects of it. There's no question about it. And most of us probably hearing my voice would probably testify to that. Whether it's, you know, a dependency, maybe they don't classify it as an addiction, but a dependency, either self or family member or somebody, friend or a relative that they know. The antithesis of that, the opposite, the other side of that is that, and I'll give you an example. My mother died of multiple sclerosis in 1995, and if I would have known or thought and bedridden the last 5 years of her life, mm-hmm. We were able to keep her at the house and somebody there constantly with her. But if I'd have known that that marijuana would have helped her ease her pain, I would have done whatever I would have had to have done. And maybe that makes me a bad person. Maybe that puts me in a category that maybe I'm unelectable next time, but that's just the way I feel about it.
Don't think so.
But the problem or the, and this is with any bill, right? Rarely do things happen, and I look at it, you know, court cases, rarely do things happen when you go from a 180 from one side to the other. It's a chipping away of it. So the valid concerns that I had about it and have is that what is the next step, right? Whether it's 5 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now. Oh, and by the way, I'm not sure marijuana in and of itself is any worse than alcohol. However, right, there are aspects of it that do lead to, for instance, I took a deposition of a doctor down in Mobile.
Okay.
And on a dependency type case, doctor was a young doctor, okay? And he said, you know, 5-6 years ago, I would have said, let everybody have it. Why are we restricting it? He said, but I tell you what I have seen is that I have seen studies that show schizophrenia is 500, 600 times more if used marijuana is used between the ages of 18 and 25. That should be concerning, right? That should be concerning for any type of legalization of it, except when you got, you know, 7-year-old that's having 100 seizures a day, and there's some evidence or proof that a salve of marijuana or a suppository, which is approved in the bill, can control those. So, and the bill itself doesn't, there's no vaping in it, there's no smoking.
Weed,
of
there's
it.
No smoking.
That's right. It's a, it's cream, a suppository,
oral.
Very, that's oral. There are very
no candy.
No, that's right. So, you know, that's one of those that it's a tough decision.
Why did it go so fast in the Senate?
There were several members who were vehemently opposed to it and procedurally just kind of, I don't say dropped the ball. There were some procedural things that were done where they didn't get an opportunity to speak on it.
Oh.
It would have passed. No, and in my opinion, anyhow, that wouldn't have been a surprise. It was just whether or not it had been a 6-8 hour long debate on it or not. So,
now is that, but Reed, how's that you in the House?
You know, I just think that it's a road that we don't need to go down. You can't sell this in regular pharmacists. You know, you've got to go to another place to pick it up. You can't buy it in CVS. You can't buy it at Walgreens. You can't buy it here. You know, it is against the law. It is a national, you know, issue, and it has not been passed, you know, through Congress. And
yeah,
and,
people don't understand. Walgreens and CVS are not going to touch this.
No, they're not. So, you know, it's just, I think it's a feather in the hat. It's a big business. It's the smoking part of it is huge. And I just think that, you know, they want to get in Alabama just like they've done in all the other states and Mississippi. And it's just coming, just like gambling is. And I just don't want to go down that slippery road, you know. And I think there's some positive things with some people that have been sick. And I get it. I really do. And but I think that it's going to be, you know, homeless goes up. Suicide goes up, unemployment goes up, everything goes up when you legalize it in these states, and it's just a proven record. I mean, we are in the Bible Belt, and I don't want to say no to everything, but, you know, once you start opening that door, it's just hard to close it.
It's slippery slope. Let me go to the break. Randall Klein coming back to you with Will Barfoot, Reed Ingram, right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Saddle up for the 64th Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. We're bringing the best of PRCA cowboys and bucking stock to Montgomery, freestyle bullfights, children's events, and big laughs with hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland. Ticket deals for active military, a Friday night family four-pack, and children enter free with an adult and an official SLE rodeo coloring page. Learn more and purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Oswalt's Southern Lifestyle Store on Fairview Avenue in Prattville for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still February and still winter, but it's feeling very spring-like. Today, still mild, high temperature in the lower 70s. Some spotty showers are possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow and Sunday, amazingly warm for the last 2 days of February. High temperature in the lower 80s both days, approaching record territory. For instance, the record on Sunday, 83, is in jeopardy. Lows at night in the low 60s. Then for Sunday night and Monday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-922 is where we are on a Friday. This is the roundtable, Will Barfoot, Reed Ingram, two greats in the studio. Oh, we got to do the drawing for Sweet Creek Farm Market. You got the random number generator?
Already done.
You want me to draw the name for you?
Yeah, you reach in there, Reed.
Yeah, let me see what we got here.
All
right, I'm going to let you read it, Joey.
All right. Oh, wow. Okay, here. Let me get my drum set out, though, first. And the winner is... first-time caller, Brad.
Brad, you have to call me at 272-922-A so I can hook you up for your Sweet Creek Farm Market $60 gift basket. What's in that $60 gift basket? Anything you put in there. From Sweet Creek Farm Market. Give me a call. Let's get that to Reed. He's sitting right here. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good evening, fellas, all y'all, sirs.
Good. What's up?
Hey, man.
Not too much. Before I do the gambling question, could you put an amendment in there on the marijuana thing where it's done with a patch and you go to like a pain clinic?
And that patch is in there.
Yeah, I'm saying just for the seizures and the Parkinson's disease, just to get the kids and the people who shake, you know, man, a little, you know, just them two things, you know, just if you, I know.
Let me say again, the patch is in the legislation.
Yes, all right. And on the gambling, and you know, when it comes gambling, crime, you know, rises, and we already know our high colleges get plenty of money, and people need to learn how to spend it better. Is there any way, since it's going back, that prison system could be added into the gambling, and that way we don't have to have a privatized prison here. We can run it through the state still.
Yeah, we're not having a privatized system now. It's just a building that we're leasing. They're building it and maintaining it, and it's not privatized at all. We'll be running it with our people. But I think at the end of the day, if this thing does get any traction, there will be some money in there for correction. So. But I just don't think it's going to get traction this year, not unless we split it up. We've got to split it for it to get any traction in the House.
Well, when you split it, I mean the lottery versus gambling. Do you think that the governor will call another special?
We're going to have a special, maybe two, goes on redistricting, and whether the governor allows that to be one of the priority things, I don't know. But I would.
Can you bust in a CA within something else?
I think if it's at the governor's call, I'm not sure about that. Will made me shine more light on it.
If I'm not mistaken, under the special session, when the governor's call,
you're limited to the call.
You are, unless by two-thirds vote in both houses, they adopt additional measures or additional issues to take up.
But that's not going to happen because of
that. Well, I don't know. She may call it for gambling, and we may have to take up the redistricting. So she may do it in reverse. You never can tell. There's more ways to skin a cat like that, you know.
Randall, anything else?
Well, are we renting the beds or are we renting the building?
We're renting the building. It's a lease, just like leasing a car, and I don't like it, but... That's
the guy in the car business. Too.
Yeah, I'm just not. We make more money when it's a lease. When they make more money, we come out on the back end.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
Thanks, Randall. Clint, one more to the demo show.
Good day, sir. Mr. Barfoot, still there?
Yes, sir.
Well, sir, I'm going to say everything you said about marijuana, you're 100% incorrect.
All right.
I totally disagree with that.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, sir, you go back. Have you ever smoked a joint?
No, sir.
There you go. Then you don't get it. So your opinion overrides my opinion because of that.
Well,
I like marijuana. It eases my arthritis and my legs. It serves me well. And you want to prevent me from getting this.
Well,
He voted for it.
Yeah, and also,
he's not preventing you. You got it reversed. I'm the one that said that I would not support it. He did vote for it. So I'll take the bullet on that one.
That's why I was a little confused why you said everything I was wrong. I had the mother who had multiple sclerosis and died a horrible bedridden death after 5 years, and so I, again, you know, she didn't, that wasn't available to her, but if it had prevented the pain and anguish that she had for those 5+ years of being, I'd have gotten
absolutely
it.
Sir, absolutely.
He voted the way you're thinking. He's a good guy.
Now, let me ask you guys this.
Real quick.
What is wrong with marijuana? It works. It's good. It's made by God. God says use the herb.
Heroin's made by God, so that's a lame argument. I, on a personal basis, I can speak to a family member that it had tragic circumstances to. So don't think it's all good. That's not correct.
Well, I like pot.
I know you like it. Just don't say that it's all good, because it's not all good. Clint, thanks for the telephone call. See you. Let's go to Claudette.
Hey, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good afternoon, sir.
All of you. He's got such a great show. He has great guests. And he's, and I tell you, Mr. Ingram, he has really, really helped your business down there at Sweet Creek. I'm a shut-in paraplegic. I don't get out, but you're on my bucket list of things to do.
Well, I appreciate that, but you, since you're shut-in, if you need me to deliver it personally, I'll come to you personally.
How about that, Claudette?
You can't beat that. You can't beat it.
I would go for the Cuban sandwich.
I will bring you the first order for free.
Well, Mr. Ingram, what I'm interested in is, I understand you have a beekeeper working with you.
I do.
Now, he sells his honey in your store?
He does, yes, sir. He doesn't actually work for me. We have hives on the farm there, and we've got them throughout Pike Road. That was my question.
Is the hives are actually located, so is it mainly through most of the time, is he getting the clover honey and just wild, whatever comes in?
Yes, sir. We're still working off the fall honey now, the pumpkin honey. We won't harvest any of the new harvest until probably another 2 months.
Yeah. Well, that's one reason I bring it up. And the gentleman who was talking just a moment ago, Clint, I can appreciate Clint dealing with pain. And the reason I'm calling you pertaining to honey, Yes, sir. Bee venom is now being shown to be extremely efficient in helping people with all kind of pain, and it may even help fight COVID. Bee venom.
I take it every day.
Oh, you do?
You say bee venom?
Not the venom, but I drink the, I have the honey. You do the honey. I mix it in my coffee every day.
Venom, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a look at that, if
I'll
you will.
Into it. I will.
Bee venom, aptly, you know, even being put in like in a little syringe like you do the, you know, the old insulin shots. But bee venom.
I've actually seen that.
Thank you so much. Call me now. I'll bring you your first Cuban on the house.
Simple man. Welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Reed Ingram and Will Buffett.
Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate y'all taking my call. Just sure. wanted to make a comment. My wife is a lifelong diabetic from 18 years of age. She's had three heart attacks.
Oh, my gosh.
She has stents in her heart. She has stents in the veins in her legs. She's had her feet operated on, one of them three times, one of them two times. She's on an insulin pump. She has a defibrillator and a pacemaker. And she's 58 years old.
Wow.
She's been addicted to Lortab, and she has been addicted to OxyContin, as these doctors have tried to help her with pain. I personally got her off the OxyContin myself.
Good for you.
Through a long process. I'm a truck driver. I took control of her medicine to get her off of it. I would meter it out to her and got her off the OxyContin. She said it's one of the worst things she's ever experienced in her life.
Amen to that. I refuse to take Oxy.
She, now this is back when they were giving it out like candy. And she, at this point in time, does use marijuana for pain. And I'll just be honest with you, whether you pass, if you pass medical marijuana or not, that's the option that we have. And I'm going to see to it the best of my ability, even with the risk that her pain is relieved. Now, you guys have an option here, letting other folks feel the same way and do the same thing by what is considered an illegal product, or you can give a medical marijuana bill that will actually help people with this herb that grows naturally from the ground. And just like Clint was beginning to say, but there's been too much... too many papers written, too much research, too many things said and done to prove that marijuana is not near as detrimental to our health as alcohol. So that's just my comment. I appreciate a sincere look at medical marijuana for the use for pain.
You've got my word. I'll weigh and measure before I vote.
Simple man, I'm really sorry to hear about your bride, but yes. I'm glad that you're taking the course of action as you are.
Oh, she's doing great. Now, you'd never know anything was wrong with her. It'd be better because she's always got a smile on her face.
That is all about attitude, simple man. All about attitude. Let me go to a break. Ken, coming back to you after this.
To be the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Let's get everybody in here. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome over to the Dan Morris Show on Friday.
Hey there, Dano.
What's up?
Not much. Happy Friday to you and to your visiting legislators. My main reason for calling, I'll get to it first and then I'll sign off, is to thank you for putting them on and to thank Will and Reed for appearing. It's, I think it really helps. It helps the general public. Helps most of us to know that there's some serious consideration being done by some serious people down on Goat Hill, in contrast to a lot of things we've seen in the past. But it's good to hear from them on various topics and particularly on pending legislation.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Now, in full disclosure,
well, I appreciate
that. I've never smoked a joint either. But I have treated and been responsible for more than a handful of patients that were addicted to marijuana, to ground smokable marijuana. And the excuse that one gentleman gave to our surgeon when he was going to have to undergo emergency surgery, he made it clear to him that he also had to have his joint pre-op and hopefully as soon as he could post-op. And the surgeon talked to him about a few minutes, and the gentleman said, well, doc, you got to understand, I came up in the 60s. Well, the surgeon gave him a blank stare and said, so did I.
Yep.
And we, people, there are addicted persons that use it the same way an alcoholic has to use ethanol. It's a dangerous drug. It's there are certain remedies that is where it's applicable, but curative, no. We haven't seen anything that it'll cure. It will ameliorate symptoms of a lot of things, but I'm glad to hear the serious consideration being given to that and to widespread gambling. Dano, thank you much. You enjoy.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, appreciate your comments.
Let's go to Brad, winner of the Squeak Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. Brad, congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well,
I look forward to meeting you.
Here's my only deal I ask you for, Brad, is when you go down there and you meet Reed, you meet Karen, and you get your things, call me back next week and tell me what you got. So I have a little bit of saliva coming out of my mouth. It's not the good things you're eating.
I'll do it. I'm probably going to get the, I've had the Boston Butts before, and they're really good.
Thank you. Thank you. Look for me when you come down. I'll be there. As long as it's not Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, I'll be there.
I'm sending Reed your number right now and his lovely bride. So when can he come down, Reed?
Oh, he can come down today, tomorrow, any day he wants to. Doesn't matter. But if he wants to, you know, see me or talk to me about any political issues, I won't be there Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
So is this weekend for you, big guy?
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Congratulations. Hey,
look forward to seeing you. Congratulations.
All right, thanks.
Good, Ole Miss. Ole Miss, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on Friday.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing great. How are you, sir?
Oh, pretty good. I just have a comment, and this is something that's really close to me, and I look at it a little backwards. My father was a career Marine, a stellar Marine. After he retired, he did another 25 years with the post office. He was a good man. But the thing is, he was a functioning alcoholic all my life. Now, if people talk about a gateway drug, I've done the history, the research, and seen in the 40s how the cotton industry did not want the hemp industry in America. All right. Now, having said that, there are more alcoholics that use drugs that are introduced to them through the drunken stupor that they walk around in. Now, I'm not saying all people who drink alcohol are like this, but there's a large majority. And there, if you look at the figures, there's thousands of people that die from alcoholic running them over every year. I've never heard anybody on just marijuana ever killing anybody. All right. Now, having said that, when I moved here, and it's going to stay this way until the lawyers, the doctors, the politicians, when I came here in 1993, the first thing I saw on the news was a sitting judge in Montgomery, Alabama, was found by the Montgomery PD passed out at a stop sign with a empty fifth on the floor and cocaine in his lap. So I don't know what everybody thinks that banning marijuana is going to do. You make people suffer who are in pain. All right. You let people go out and get drunk any day they want and run over whoever they want. It's like a slap on the wrist. So
I'm not sure about slapping the wrist. Omis, I'm out of time here, buddy. You have a great day. Let's hit a couple of highlights here. Anything we need to worry about coming up the next 2 weeks?
Everything, Dan. Everything. That's the truth of the matter. I will say this, though. I filed a bill. Representative Becky Norgren was the original thinker of the special session bill, but she was kind enough to allow me to file it in the Senate. It allows the Speaker of the House and the Pro Tem of the Senate by joint resolution to call the body back into special session for the purpose of what's enumerated in that resolution. Once both bodies get there, it would take a two-thirds vote of both houses to continue to transact business. If not, we go home. Why is that important? Because Alabama is one of, I think, 14 states throughout the nation, excuse me, that the only way out of a 105-day calendar period that we get called back in to conduct business of the state is by the governor. And I think certainly going forward in the future, you know, our governor has had some difficult decisions to make and has been a leader on some topics. But, you know, we could have a governor like a Gavin Newsom in California. You look around the state at these other states. So this would give us the authority to come back and address issues that we haven't been able to.
Has there been any legislation for either of you talking about limiting the powers, the executive order powers of the governor?
Senator Whatley has one that I'm co-sponsors. It is not the limiting the executive orders of the governor. It is limiting the ability of the state health officer, who is a fine man and doing a difficult job, but limits his authority because he is not an elected official. That position is not.
Does he get a check off by the legislator?
Excuse me?
Does he get a check off of the legislator? In other words, if he recommends something, does the legislator have to agree with it?
No. What that bill does, Senator Whatley's bill, it says, hey, these powers that office of the public health, state health officer has, are now in the hands of the governor, and for a limited period of time, after which both bodies of the House and the Senate would have to concur with that. So there is a balance of power. It gives that power to the governor.
A check and balance?
Check and balance. That's what government should be about. But it doesn't take power away from the governor. It, in fact, gives the governor more power.
Were you any final words?
No, I'm working on a couple of bills and want to be dropped hopefully in a couple of weeks. I hadn't revealed a bill yet, but it's basically stand your ground in your automobile. So a lot of people are, you know, getting robbed or stealing their car at the gas station or coming up to them in a fast food place. And, you know, whether it be a child in a car, the wife in a car, a woman in a car, this gives them a ground just like you would do at your house to stand your ground in a car. Yes. And I don't know if it's going to be real popular with the Democrats. I doubt it very seriously, but hopefully we get this thing drafted right. Mississippi just passed it, and hopefully we can get this taken care of.
Will and Reed, thank you so much. Love having you guys here.
Thank you for having us.
John, thanks for dropping in with us. Good luck tomorrow.
John, Joey, Skipper, go vote.
Thanks for a great week of shows.
Yeah, good show, good week.
Guys, be good, be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. And keep doing this until you get it right. Grab your dough the great. He's next. Adios.